you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On this week's Career Talk, 8 Jamaican students receive scholarships to study medicine in Cuba. Stay with us to hear more. 8 Jamaican students will have the opportunity to pursue medical degrees in Cuba this September under the Cuba-Jamaica Cooperation Program. Sanja Bonick, Shanice Stewart, Brittany Lee, Nicholas Campbell, Sheldon Brown, Shanoi Powell, Dr. Wayne Brown, and Dr. Tanisha Trusty were chosen from a field of over 300 applicants following a rigorous selection process. Two of the awardees will pursue postgraduate studies. Cuban Ambassador to Jamaica Bernardo Guanche Hernandez presented the scholarships to the students on Friday, June 24, at the Embassy of the Republic of Cuba in Kingston. Ambassador Hernandez says the partnership and ties between the two countries have been mutually beneficial over the years. The course of study will last for 7 years, with the first year dedicated to the study of the Spanish language. The scholarship covers tuition, accommodation, meals, clothing allowance, study materials, and medical care. Scholarship recipient Nicholas Campbell, who is from a small community in St. Mary, says he is grateful for the opportunity.
This scholarship to me is really an honor, because to afford medical school here in Jamaica, it will be too expensive for my mom. I look forward to go over and study and come back to contribute to my community and to build my little country, Jamaica.
Nicholas is also looking forward to developing his knowledge of the Spanish language.
And I've heard of others went there, know nothing in Spanish, and come back speaking very fluently. So it's really a chance for me to go over there and learn the language.
Clarendon native Shanoi Powell says she feels truly blessed to be selected for the scholarship.
First of all, I like Spanish, so that was one of the factors that spurred me to actually apply to them. And the quality of education and the training that persons receive from there is also very, very good.
Over 55,000 young persons from 134 countries have graduated from Cuban universities under the country's scholarship program since its inception about 5 decades ago. In the case of Jamaica, more than 200 young persons are studying in Cuban universities, most of them pursuing medicine. Senior medical practitioner at the Anotobe Hospital, Dr. Ray Fraser, was one of the first graduates who benefited from the program in 1978. He says the awardees will not only gain knowledge in the field of medicine, but will enjoy a well-rounded and culturally rich experience.
What these students will experience is medicine training with a different approach, you know. It's more humane one, and they'll have a wide experience. Apart from that, they will learn a second language. And also, learning medicine in Cuba, it really shows you and highlight that excellent patient-doctor relationship.
Dr. Fraser adds that the training and cultural experience the students will garner will be worthwhile.
It also shows you how professionals, and in this case doctors, are committed, dedicated to their patients, you know. What it do, it sort of give you that social consciousness to medicine.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Dr. Kevin Harvey, says Jamaica and Cuba continue to maintain good relations. This has contributed to a number of interventions and surgeries being done by Cuban physicians to assist Jamaicans. Over 146 Cubans are presently providing services in several bilateral cooperation programs, especially in health and education across the island. For more information on the Cuba-Jamaica Bilateral Scholarship Program, persons may visit the website scholarshipjamaica.com/ministry-of-finance-scholarships. We've come to the end of today's program. Do join us again next time for another edition of Career Talk. I'm Andre Palmer for producer Shanari Ferron.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.